RSN 927's Racing Pulse with Matthew Stewart.
Gould was leading trainer David Jolly joins me to talk about Behemoth's gallop yesterday and his plans for the spring. G'day, Dave.
Hi, Matty. How are you?
You'd want to be Gould was leading trainer, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I haven't got much to beat down here.
Gould was only trainer. How's the morning down there on the beach?
Well, it was quite good, but we're on the way to the trials at Balloch today, so two trips to Balloch probably something I'd really look forward to. It's a fair trip. We're going to go the other side of town, but it's got to be done, you know, for things. So we didn't get much time at the beach this morning.
So for those who don't know, I know because I holiday there from time to time. Just tell people where people confuse Goolwa and Gawler. And tell us where Goolwa is, and then tell us how long it's going to take you to get to Balaclava for the second day in a row today.
Well, we're sort of we're the Melbourne side of sort of Adelaide, we're about an hour from Adelaide. Balaclava is sort of probably about an hour and a half the other side of Adelaide. Although they've, you know, with the new expressways now, they've you know, like shortened the trip, so we're probably about. Yeah, probably about 2.5 hours, you know, sort of thing to get to Balaclava for us. So, but it's just you just got to go through the middle of town, which is a bit painful, you know, sort of thing. So, but yeah, it's a fair old trip to go to the races or the trials up there.
It's amazing how much effort is required to dot the I's and cross the T's with getting a good grass gallop into horses. It doesn't seem like much, but it's so important, and you're prepared, all trainers are prepared to do what you're doing today or the equivalent of to get them that nice hit out.
Yeah, I think when you've got, you know, I think every trainer would say this, when you know you've got a decent horse or what you think is a decent horse, you know, and you're coming up for a, you know, certainly spring preparations where some of the tracks can be, you know, a bit off. You know, you take these horses anywhere just to stretch their legs and get a bit of good grass and good work into them. And I think it's sort of, you get them away from home a couple of times, it really sort of gets the you know, gets them, switches them on and gets the blood pumping and things like that, you know. So, you know, like, and you know, certainly for these sort of better horses, if you can do it on a race day, I think it's, you know, it stimulates it a little bit and it just brings them on.
Is the legend going there today, Calypso Rain?
No, he's going to trial next week. He's on a different, you'll like this, Matt. He's on a bit of a different path of training wise, but given his profile, he's clash with Behemoth in the spring stage.
Oh, clash of the giants.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know who you'll be cheering for there, Matt.
I'll be on the Calypso Rain, of course. Sam Lyons can have a foot in both camps. Hey, what about yesterday's gallop? He's such a big, gross horse, Behemoth, and it struck me when he ran first up last time that just how tough it must be to keep him in trim. And he looked very big and burly yesterday, but that's just Behemoth, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Look, we actually think he's a little bit... I suppose he always seems to be a little bit bitter coming out of that back end of the autumn, winter into early spring. And that's probably because he has that good wood run and we just keep him kicking over. It really suits the style of horse that he is. I think, you know, generally, there's always a stage where he has a 6 or 8 week break. And that's probably more likely, you know, in the, you know, through the summer, you know, or the harder track sort of period. And that's always, it's always takes longer to sort of, it's a bit of a long haul to manage him, to get him back to the races. And, you know, I always find that after that Goodwood run, it just makes it so easy to get him to the spring. He's got the residual fitness. You know, if we are getting sort of heavy tracks and things like that, we don't necessarily have to trial him or gallop him. We can just keep him. The beach is always quite good at that time of the year too, you know, sort of thing. So we can sort of, we've got that residual fitness. We don't have to really sort of try and screw him down and panic a bit, you know, to get him to his target.
It's kind of a competitive trial for him, in inverted commas, in a way, the Goodwood, because it never plays his way, even though he's run well and been unlucky. And to be honest, I thought his run this year was as good as any. I imagine you were so encouraged by, you know, he had everything against him, and I thought he still ran extremely well. And he's won the last two Memsies, and you know, I think obviously he's one of those very, very good horses who there's a comfort zone for him where he's dominant, and that's when he gets to that Memsey Liston type scenario. Are you looking forward to getting where it's in his wheelhouse, really, isn't it, those sort of races?
Oh, that's right. I think he's very good at that time of the year. And look, you're exactly right. Like, wait for age races, 12, 14, Ari's go. He's a bit of a big bully, and he likes to dominate a race, you know, sort of thing. And when he gets in the, the sprint, you know, high speed sprint field and that, they just take it out of his comfort zone, you know, sort of thing. And a smaller weight for age field, tempo might be a bit steadier. He can sort of stay on the grind a little bit more. And that seems to really suit the style of the horse he is. And, you know, generally, I think what we do these days is just try and target two or three races and prep for him, you know, sort of thing, and then move on to the next, the next carnival. And I think the last couple of years we've sort of all-star mild him, but, you know, I just think that time of the year, no, it just doesn't suit him. His tracks are too firm, pretty warm, the weather, and, you know, sort of thing. I think he's just much better on softer ground. So, you know, if he's still kicking over, I mean, maybe Sydney's a better option for him sort of in the autumn, perhaps more than Melbourne. I think it's just the program just doesn't really suit him.
No, exactly right. Hey, we're a few good horses down this spring. We've lost to Totsu, Think It Over, Very Elegant's gone away, Incentivise and so on. So it's for a high-profile horse, it'd be good to have him back on song because he is so high-profile. Now, I'm not sure whether these spring bonuses that were announced this week, $1 million over five races to sort of protect a few of the latter spring features, will necessarily influence Behemoth. You know, they've upgraded the Manicato prize money and some others in the Dali. Are they not really the sort of races he's going to be aiming at?
Generally not, Matt. I mean, they sort of, as I said, I think because we've come from a Goodwood, his go is generally early in the spring. And then sort of later in the spring, you know, a lot of them sort of revert back to the handicaps or maybe tracks that don't perhaps suit him as much. But look, it all depends on whether you want to forego the autumn. If we sort of forego the autumn, you'd be happy to go deeper in the spring, you know, sort of thing. I think it's just some stage there because we do just keep him ticking over. Generally, he'll want a sort of 2 month break at some stage there, and that's generally best to do in the summer with him.
You did have a crack at an Everest. So it's just something that's come up in the bolstering of the races in Melbourne to try and maybe even attract a few horses that may have run in the Everest. And you were attached to a slot. I think the kind of the Achilles heel of what they're doing is that the 14 or 12 or 14 horses or whatever it is that are in the Everest are all attached to a slot. And once you're attached to a slot, it's very hard to deviate from the Everest path, even if you're a 40-to-1 chance, because the slot holder wants the value and they're not going to forfeit the slot. What was the situation with Behemoth and the slot in his year? Would it have been a very hard thing to do once you're attached to a slot holder to then say, no, we think we might run in a race in Melbourne instead?
Yeah, well, look, I think that once you're committed there, you're committed, you know, something, unless, of course, the horse sort of, you know, has an injury or something like that. But I think from where we sat there, remembering the time, like they said, he sort of comes through a good wood. He really doesn't go out of work. You know, so there's a fair time that the horse is in work. And I felt as though I think he'd won his first three starts in the spring, and he probably wanted a breather. The other option was if we kept going in the spring, that he was diving back to the handicap. Certainly the margin was getting too big there in the weights, and you get those, you know, yeah, you remember Clarkson and Chirac now, you get, when he did win, it was the COVID year, the handicap was the minimum was higher. Now, once you get that proper spread in the handicaps, I think it's just too much for him, and you just get those, you know, like traditionally you'll get a horse that's, you know, that's progressive. That'll come in, you know, well, you know, 52 kilos or something like that. That, you know, they'll beat you most times, you know, sort of thing. You know, they've got the upside. You know, they've got a big weight pull. I think So that was our sort of thinking. He wanted a bit of a breather, and just like, well, he's going well. What do we do with him? You know, sort of thing. So we gave it a try. I think that I, just in hindsight, they were just because he was off the seventh furlong run. You know, it's a high pressure race. You know, sort of thing, and especially was that year. And they just got him off the bit. You know, sort of
Absolutely.
Thing. So he sort of, it's a bit like we're saying, he's in that high grade. Those high grade sprints, six furlong, two sharp sprints, you know, sort of thing, you know, and certainly in a Adelaide weight for age, you know, small weight for age field is fine, but once you get in those high pressure sprints, they're just a little bit sharper in over that trip.
Absolutely. Hey, just a quick one before I let you go. For those who aren't aware of the legend of Calypso Rain and what he can do on his day, say in the spring stakes, if Behemoth draws barrier one and Calypso Rain draws five and there's a 10 horse field and reasonable speed, who'd you be backing?
Well, I do think Calypso's taken a little step forward. I know, Matty, when we first discussed him, I think he strolled home in a benchmark 60, you know, sort of thing. He's probably got to a stage of his... you probably wouldn't have talked about Behemoth and Calypso on the same breath a while back, but obviously Calypso's sort of... He's won his past three out of four. He's nearly up to a 90 rating. And in Adelaide now, you've got to tackle these sort of races. They don't cater for those sort of horses too much. So we've sort of... If Calypso's sailing outside, down the outside with clear running and Behemoth held up, there's a chance that there could be a change in the guard.
Well, there you go. So there's a little tip for punters. Dave, good on you. Good luck at the trials today, and look forward to seeing you and the legend when he comes over here for the Memsie.
Thanks, buddy.